My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Mickey Wynn misses Sickly Sue very, very much. So listen and enjoy.
So we'll go to another one we've been doing. This is April 8th of 2014. You remember this last Sickly Sue? Sickly
yes.
Sue, who was romancing Mickey Wynn. Mm. Mickey Wynn, of course, is the brother, real brother, we believe, of Mavis Mills, who used to date Dick Eldorado, played by Joe Curry. Mm. And then, of course, fake Davin, me, spoke to Mavis Mills, had chats with him. Mavis and Belinda said they weren't really working together, but we had evidence that they kind of were.
Like a picture of them together.
Yeah, at one point, Mavis was afraid I was going to come and kill her. And if anybody's going to be afraid of that, it should be Joe. But Joe's not. So
you were going to show up with a Burger King mask.
I was going to show up.
So that's what scared her.
So Sickly Sue and Mickey had been talking for a while, but the last conversation we had was January 22nd of 2014. So now we're on April 8th, 2014. Mickey Wynn checks in. Hey, beautiful. She goes, how are you? He goes, I'm good, and you? She goes, I'm okay, but I have some work done on my house. Well, at least she's healthy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She goes, oh, are you feeling sick? She goes, nope, I'm fine, but I have to clean a lot because the builder makes a mess, LOL. And by builder, they meant Pip. He goes, you don't miss me at all. Now, he's been gone for 3 months.
I was just going to say.
We're not talking a couple of weeks here. We're 3 months.
Well, it's not a sense of missing as moving on.
Yes, yes. It's like, who are you again?
There wasn't a fallout or anything.
You dated somebody, and, you dated maybe a couple of weeks, maybe a month, and then you haven't called. And 3 months goes by, and you call him, and, hi, how are you? Oh, did you miss me? No, not so much, no. And it's been a pretty good 3 months, I'll tell you the truth.
It's like, ouch.
In Mickey's defense, I'm sure there was other clients that needed his attention.
Oh, of
that
course.
Were more, more forthright with resources.
Right.
More forthright with resources, nice.
Sure, we're going to be going legit soon. I got to clean it up. Right. Notice that's the only thing I'm cleaning up with all the other horrible things I say.
Oh, yeah, really.
Yeah. So he goes, you don't miss me at all. She goes, but you stopped talking to me. Oh, facts.
Which we brought up. I thought we kind of moved on. It's like, can you imagine, like I said, like a girl, like when back in the day, you're dating, you know, there would be a girl maybe you would date, you know, you go out to dinner one night or maybe the movie, and then you break, and then you call up 3 months later. So, hey, how's it going? Huh? Yeah, hi.
Oh, yeah. I liked, you had to see Joe's eyebrow quiver, like one eyebrow up, like, why are you calling me?
Yeah, why are you calling me? Yeah.
He okay. gave the rock eyebrow.
Yeah, yes. Yes
he
yes.
gave the people's eyebrow.
Yes. See what I've been cooking.
Yeah.
I had
ramen noodles.
I had a disastrous date with this one guy, and
one? Why do I think there's more?
Well, I'm talking about
this
one person.
He got buried with debris that she was trying to make Halloween shit out of.
Let's slide.
Then that's how you make a zombie.
And then he reanimated.
Yes.
No, and it was gone for like a month, and I was like, "Good, I'm glad he didn't call me back, because I certainly don't want to go through that hell again."
Yeah, really.
And it was just there was something wrong with this guy. He calls me back after a month. And he's like, hi, how's it going? And I'm like, I made the eyebrow the judges made. And I'm like, hello?
Exactly. Like,
I can't even make that eyebrow.
Like, what do you want?
Well, Mickey has an answer. Mm. Why, Pip, what do you think his answer is?
I think he's going to say he was sick.
All right, Joe?
He's looking for money.
Well, we know what he wants, stupid. It's a scammer. But why do you think he disappeared for so long? He's got to address this. She just called him out. Sickly Sue said, well, you just stopped talking to me.
Mm. Okay. Basically, he probably went away to another country.
Another country. So traveler and illness.
I think he's going to turn it back on her.
He says, my internet.
No!
You know, listen, we've all waited for cable to show up.
Yeah, I know.
For months.
The guy Verizon.
No cable vision.
Cable, yeah, really. She goes, no, because you always post on your page, LOL. Shit.
Ah, that's great. He says his internet. It's just like, yeah, no, I saw your post.
You're not very good at this. Yeah. You better call management, too.
You got caught with your drawers down on that one.
He goes, what do you think he says to this?
Okay.
Good answer.
Yeah.
It's always a fallback position.
They get on because they don't give a shit.
I think he's going to say somebody else. He used his phone.
Okay.
He used his phone.
He says, you unfriended me several times, dear.
You unfriended me several times?
I don't even know how that's... And furthermore, come back a month later, and again, we're still not talking. You just accept them so you can unfriend them.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Now he's not on his game.
Yeah.
She goes, yes, because you never chat. He goes, I'm so sorry. She goes, I don't like games, hon. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Sickly Sue's playing the victim card here. Mm.
Trucker Tom said that he answered... Nuh-uh.
Another very valid guess.
Yes.
Simple answer as well, yes.
Lisa says, no, it wasn't me.
What is he, Shaggy? Remember that song?
No.
Caught us on the bathroom floor. Wasn't me. Caught us.
That wasn't me.
It wasn't me. That was the chorus. Wasn't me. All right. Just me. Okay. So Mickey, you know, I feel bad for Mickey here. He's
on the ropes.
He's just a guy trying to find love in all the wrong places.
Yeah, but he screwed up.
What do you mean by games? She goes, one day you want to chat and you ignore, and then you ignore me for weeks.
And that's bad?
He goes, I'm so sorry. I was working. Can't you come and visit me in my country? Can't you come? I'm sorry. There was no plural. Can't you come and visit me in my country? We're back to this again. Mickey, she should fly Mickey there, or she should come to a hotel with Mickey, get an apartment, pay for the whole thing.
They're just such an agenda that they have, like their marching order, that no matter what they get called on, no matter how long it's been since they've been contacting the person, that's the marching order.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.